This is American Roots. The Black Keys are guitarist Dan Auerbach and drummer Patrick Carney from Akron, Ohio. These Rubber City natives started recording their mid-fi songs in Carney's basement. The 8 albums they released from 2002 to 2014 are a mix of distorted Delta blues licks and garage rock backbeats. We caught up with the band backstage in 2012, just before a show down by the Mississippi River in New Orleans. I asked about making music along the Little Cuyahoga River in Akron, Ohio.
I think that growing up there, you don't really understand how it affects you because you're just in the middle of it. But, you know, since we both moved out of town, I think we realized more and more every year what impact it had. You know, we definitely had to work kind of a bit harder. You know, driving 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 hours to a show to make no money was not like a weird thing for us. Because it didn't really cost that much to live in Akron and wasn't any place to really play there, so you had to get out of town, you know?
You add a rubber factory to it and it's an improvement on the town, you know what I mean? You think about that, you can't really put a rubber factory in like Boulder, Colorado.
Right.
Unless they're making like rubber shoes.
Granola bars.
Rubber granola bars. Well, were you guys mad that the Beatles did Rubber Soul and had that title before you could use it?
Yeah, we actually were.
We talked about that.
Did you really?
Yeah. The cool thing about Akron, though, is that there was a very small scene, you know, so there wasn't a lot of outside influences when you start a band. You can really just sort of do your own thing. And, you know, you don't have the latest trends or fads kind of thrown in your face, you know. I think that was all helpful in the long run.
Now, you guys both went to Firestone High together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you characterize yourselves as the hipsters, the edge, the geek? Where were you in the mix?
It doesn't matter what we were. We are Hall of Famers now, though. They just put us on the Firestone High School Hall of Fame.
Dan, how do you get to the blues? When did the blues enter your sense of life and hearing some of the greats that you love?
My dad always played records, and he played a lot of like the Sun House Columbia recordings and the Robert Johnson stuff. So I heard that growing up a lot, and then my uncles all played, so they would play bluegrass and folk and blues songs. So I was all around a lot of that stuff.
Yeah. And you have, it seems to me, especially loved among all of them, whether it's Sun House or Robert Johnson, you really love Junior Kimbrough.
Yeah, but you know, I always looked at Junior as sort of his own thing. Like, I don't really look at him as blues. His own little universe, you know, one chord, just kind of dance music, North Mississippi dance music. It's very strange music, and that's why I was attracted to it, because it was just kind of psychedelic and strange.
It is almost avant-garde while so-called primitive at the same time.
It's avant-garde by someone who's never heard the term avant-garde, which right. is what makes it so special.
Patrick, where would you say your interest in music starts?
From my father playing me, you know, his favorite music, which is, you know, the Beatles, Rolling Stones, you know, all the way through like Frank Zappa and Steely Dan, and, you know. But then my uncle's a musician, you know, my dad's brother, and he's a horn player and obsessed with like Sidney Bechet and, you know, Duke Ellington and, you know, and all that stuff, including Can and lots of 70s prog rock and.
So genres are weird things, and they sort of float through time and space and context, but is there a genre to what you guys do?
I hope not.
Yeah?
Yeah. We love all kinds of music and all different genres, and we're inspired by and borrow from them all.
I thought
How is it that you end up being just two? I mean, I know you've got other guys in studios and other settings, but really,
well,
you're
no, we couldn't
two.
Find anybody. honestly, we tried people out in Akron, and they either didn't work or they're just kind of lazy and wouldn't show up. So we got a record deal, and it was just two of us, and that sort of cemented things.
Yeah. It's hard sometimes to be a duo.
It's hard being human.
The name Black Keys. I mean, I've seen them on the piano. It sounds like it's more than that.
Yeah, it's Dan's dad became friends with this guy named Alfred McMoore, who's schizophrenic, genius, artistically. So anyway, Chuck introduced Alfred to my dad, and my dad wrote a story about him for the local paper. So basically, Dan's dad and my dad were friends with this guy, and he used to call our homes and leave these messages that were just kind of insane. Like, Jim, I need some pipe tobacco, some Diet Coke. It's been 10,000 years since you last called me back. You know, you're D flat, you're Black Key, you're Black Key.
What's all right? Hello, how you doing? We're the Black Keys, we're from Akron, Ohio.
A name can be really, really stupid, but then you say it enough times, and it starts to become normal.
Yeah, if you really
like, can you imagine? Let's call her name Vanilla Fudge. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Or even the Beatles is kind of an awful name. The
all
Pink
names
Floyd.
Are kind of stupid until you write a good song, and then yeah. All of a sudden the name's okay.
You know what the sun's all about when the lights go out. The lights go out.
We just make music that we love, and we draw on all kinds of stuff that we've heard throughout our lives. Our taste is kind of so wide open that, you know, there's no like loyalty to tradition or something.
All right. Are there icons of 50s rock and roll era that are ones you look to?
Yeah, we love 80s. All kinds of stuff, man. We listen to everything. I mean, definitely in the 50s, there was some great stuff going on with early rock and roll and rockabilly and blues and R&B. And yeah, it's a huge influence. We listened to lots of Johnny Burnett Trio when we were making the new record.
Just listen to you guys. I so enjoy how you've taken deep roots in all these sources and made them something new.
I hate when people are just retro. That is nauseating for right. me. I love old music, but I would never just want to recreate it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can't relate to musicians, modern musicians, who like dress the part. I'm sure there's part of everybody that wishes it was 1955 in a certain way. It's because everyone's nostalgic for something that they've never really experienced.
You are nostalgic for at least one thing. Those
cheeseburgers?
Well, I don't know if that's nostalgia or just... Oh, survival.
That's just hunger. Yeah.
No. These minivans. These 1990s minivans all over
that's
the
land. That's true. Way. That is retro.
I mean, it's recent nostalgia.
It's the
nostalgia from the beginning of our career is what it is, because that's all when we first.
But it is also our childhood. Every one of our friends' parents had minivans, and
we all need a little nostalgia.
Had so many people come up to us and be like, "Oh my God, I learned how to drive in one of those things." Blah 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 blah.
Well, I'm talking about if Dan and I started making music sound like Ace of Base, and only wearing like skids, and only watching the Cosby Show, then, you know, that's what I'm talking about. There's a lot of people that kind of.
I hope that never happens to either of you guys.
I guess it would be kind of a cool idea for an album.
What do you hope for the future with Black Keys musically? Where would you like to take it?
Who knows? I mean, we're just going to do like we've always done. You know, we're just going to go into the studio and make records and then go play shows and not think about it. We don't ever do any demos or pre-production or any, we've never done that stuff, you know? So we don't know what kind of album we're gonna make until we get into the studio and start making it. And I think we're gonna just keep sort of doing it like that.
Backstage with Akron, Ohio natives Patrick Carney and Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys in 2012. Since that interview, the Keys have gone on hiatus. Dan Auerbach has released a solo album, Waiting on a Song, in 2017, and produced records for Robert Finley and Shannon Shaw. We'll catch up again with Dan soon. And in a few minutes, the soul man Robert Finley talks about catching his big break late in life working with Dan Auerbach. Here's a taste of Robert with an old story of infidelity. In the Pines on American Roots.
Night so low, my girl, don't you lie to me. Tell me, will you stay last night? Was it out in the cold where the wind don't blow and dribble all through the night?
This is American Roots. Thank you.
Pine Grove Blues, a Nouveau Cajun version of In the Pines, Wilson Savoy on organ. Savoy shares a vocal battle with Anna Laura Edmiston. We match that with soul man Robert Finley's version of In the Pines from the graphic novel soundtrack Murder Ballads. More on that and growing up in rural Louisiana from Robert Finley when American Roots returns.